Thanks for listening to the Fred and Jeff Show. Today's podcast is brought to you by Anthony Cigar Emporium, Arizona Party Rental, Barker Morrissey Contracting, and Casa de la Luz Hospice.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure,
direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
...the Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture to make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeffrey.
That's right, Fred.
And we invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and you can even subscribe to this wonderful tome of wisdom and entertainment on iTunes.
Or...
download off the website, fredandjeff.com.
That's right.
I know you love including that.
Well, you know, what's interesting is I was goofing around with my little Toshiba Thrive, which uses all the Google software. And there's actually there's an application called Beyond iPod. And you can download all the podcasts. And I have done every Sunday after the show, when you post the show, boom, it appears on my little Google equipment.
Oh, wow.
It's very nice.
So you check up on me.
Yep. That's exactly how I check up on you.
So Tristan gets us the show. He's the guy who runs the board over the weekend, and he gets me the show pretty much right after we are off the air, and it goes up pretty quickly after that.
Yeah, you posted last week's show about the Finn Foundation on the 13th. Nice work.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
So, you know, we every once in a while, we have a grave error of judgments. Typically, they're mine. And
I have no comment.
We were chastised earlier this week by our loving father.
The number one listener to the show.
No, the number two listener.
Oh, yeah, mom's number one.
Yeah, mom's number
That's
one.
That's true.
So, last week, we were talking about the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum. And how they opened up a brand new aquarium.
Right.
And I was teasing.
Yes.
That it was full
of beta fish and Chinese fighting fish or something like that.
and mollies,
and he took exception to that.
He was very upset.
He did not want the public to know that it's full of beta fish and mollies. And
yeah, he wanted them to go out there and be tricked. And when they get there, they would
Sorry,
see the
Dad.
Mollies.
No, not true.
But we also did mention that there are a lot of species from the Sea of Cortez. They have saltwater tanks and beautiful, beautiful specimens of the plant life, the marine life from the Sea of Cortez. They also have freshwater tanks that highlight the region's freshwater rivers and aquatic life. So it is a gorgeous facility out there at the Sonora. The Arizona Sonora Desert Museum, and we encourage you to go out there and enjoy water in the desert.
You know what's interesting is you're going to be 50 years old this year, the big 5-0.
Yeah.
You know, maybe at the commercial break, we'll hear the old Hawaii 5-0 theme song for you, Fred. but the key is 50 years old, and it's amazing how a look from Dad can just send you off scurrying.
It wasn't even a look. He just said, we were at lunch together, and he started just railing into me
about how I took his side.
How dare you? Yeah, that was really brave of you, my dear brother Jeff.
After 48 years.
He said it!
I know how to work that deal.
Yeah. All right, so we do invite you to go to the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum. It is a beautiful facility.
But there's more.
The Warden Aquarium, Rivers to the Sea, opened January 5th, and we invite you to go check that out. Yeah, there is a lot more. Coming up, well, actually, it's already started, and it's going through the 27th of this month, is the Senior Olympic Festival.
Right.
So seniors from, I'm going to say.
Do you qualify yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
You are such a Jeffrey. So seniors from all over the country, and I believe there's some international flavor this year. They're competing all over the city at various Tucson Parks and Recreation facilities. And we would invite you to go out and check out some of these senior Olympians who, Jeffrey, they would put both of us to shame.
I have no doubt.
And actually, I think next week we'll be talking to some senior softball players.
Very fun.
Yeah, so go out and check out the Senior Olympic Festival. Lava Music is presenting Big Wide Grin at Abounding Grace Sanctuary on the 26th at 7 p.m. They have a music concert series going on over at Abounding Grace. Check them out. And the last thing, I know there's tons of stuff going on in the community.
Well, this is the time of year, you know.
I mean, the rodeo.
Heading into February, March, April, spring in southern Arizona. And it's not just, you know,
the Accenture Golf,
the world golf champions. It's not the rodeo. It is everybody gets outside. And it's been cold. cold. I think the only people that are so excited about how cold it's been are the penguins that are sliding up and down Broadway. And all these guys out there that are, you know, like the H&S Garden guys, who are going to be putting in all kinds of new plants for everybody who didn't
cover their trees.
Their plants. Yeah. I mean, it is cold. What was it, like 19 degrees last Tuesday night or Wednesday night?
Yeah, it was nice.
It was cold.
It was brisk.
Ooh.
You know, I put some tea outside in the morning and had iced tea.
We didn't have any. Our pipes froze over Saturday and Sunday mornings. We had no water in our house. And I'm sure I'm not the only person in Tucson that forgot to turn on one of their faucets to let the water run a little bit so your pipes didn't freeze over.
Right.
I mean, I couldn't believe it. I cannot remember when the pipes froze in any house that I've lived in.
See,
in this city.
I'm lucky. I have a leaky faucet, so I didn't have to even worry about it.
Hmm. You know, Plumbing can come over and take care of that right away for you. Boom.
Yeah, but they're not a sponsor, so I'll do it myself.
They do good work.
Okay, so last couple of things. FC Tucson, the Desert Diamond Cup, is coming up in February. So next month, we're going to have professional soccer, professional European football in the Old Pueblo. And the last thing, like we were just saying earlier, there is so much going on.
So much happening.
That we invite you to go to visittucson.org. And check out their events calendar. They have all sorts of local events. They have national events, all sorts of things coming up. I mean, there's even, I can't remember the date. It might be next week. The Patrick Dempsey, who was the lead character in Can't Buy Me Love, filmed here in Tucson at Tucson High and Tucson Mall. He's going to be in town with a whole bicycle event. I mean,
wow.
There's like a series of all these bicycling events.
That's super fun.
Yeah, so, you know, check out the calendars.
Well, it's
if you
it's
go to
in
friendjeff.com,
the 70s today, too, so.
If you go to friendjeff.com, you can find out all the stuff that's going on in the Old Pueblo. And speaking of stuff going on, we're going to have a fun guest coming up after the break. We love talking about Tucson Eat Yourself, and it is a wide-ranging.
Now, Fred.
Wait a second. I will say that till the day I die.
Hey, now you sound like Cy from Duck Dynasty. Hey.
So, and we talk about the broad scope of the cultures represented at that wonderful
event.
Festival.
Right.
We're going to hone it down a little bit and talk about just one of those great cultures living in the Old Pueblo. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Mia Hansen about the Danes in the desert.
So stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And we are back. This is the Fred Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're talking about the people, the places, the events, history, and the culture that make living in Tucson and southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeffrey.
Now, you know, I forgot to mention something before we had to take that break.
What's that?
And it's the ninth...
You know,
annual Arizona Distance Classic up in Oro Valley. It's in March. It's March 24th. But because it takes you a little bit of time to get ready to run a half marathon or a 5K, now's the time to start thinking about it. Actually, the time to start thinking about it was in December. But you still got time to get out there and support. There's a lot of money that goes to helped the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society from that race. So Arizona Distance Classic, hit it on the website and get yourself outside and get in shape. The Arizona Distance Classic. Just Google Arizona Distance Classic and you can find the website.
Okay.
Nice try, Fred.
Well, I thought maybe we might want to post it on the Fred and Jeff show.
Oh, we'll do that. We could post pictures of you running in it.
I've never run in that. I've run in the Beat Cancer Bootcamp Challenge.
Yeah.
And I've run in the Warrior Dash.
Yeah. When is that Beat Cancer Bootcamp again that we both agreed to do last
week?
That's
March, and we're looking for team members.
Well, that's right.
We need a couple more people.
We had so many people email you that they wanted to be to fill out the team.
No. They didn't.
All zero of them.
No, they didn't. We got emails, but they didn't want to join. They wanted to watch.
Oh, great.
They wanted pictures of you and me and our junky butts running through obstacle courses with law enforcement and
live ammo. Good times.
Yeah, it will be good time. So, yeah, if you want to join Jeff and me at the Boot Cancer Bootcamp.
Fred.
One day I'll learn how to talk.
Yes, you will.
The Beat Cancer Bootcamp Challenge. Send me an email at fred@fredandjeff.com. And actually, you know what? Let's put a little incentive in here.
Because what, Fred?
We haven't done this in a while.
What is that?
Give out any roses.
No, my goodness, we have not.
So I'll tell you what. The next two people and they're going to have to, they're going to actually have to run the marathon with us. It's a 3K obstacle course.
I thought it was a 5K.
Oh, 3 miles. It's a 5K obstacle course. 3.2 miles.
Don't get too technical, Fred. Then people understand you have no idea what you're talking about. So just be general, use generalizations. Okay. It's this run that we're doing.
There's a thing in March.
Yeah. And you got to dress up like a goofball and get a fire hose thrown at you and, it's good times.
Yeah, so if you join us, we will give you a dozen roses, but send us an email from our friends at Mayfield Florist. So send us an email at fred@fredandjeff.com and join us in our shenanigans at Brandy Fenton Park for the Beat Cancer Boot Camp Challenge. So we are like such experts at burning time. It's amazing, but we have a wonderful guest today. Her name is Mia Hansen, and she is, I guess, currently... I can still technically say the executive director of Tucson Meet Yourself.
Well, yes, I've been with Tucson Meet Yourself, Eat Yourself, as you like to say it, for about 10 years. Yeah, we love it.
Can I just say, before you leave, I'd love to get a picture with you because my daughter's a big soccer player.
Okay.
And when you won that game, you know, back in, what was that?
92.
Wow.
Well, I'm glad that you remember because now you've given me the lead-in. You know, the Danes are coming.
Yes.
Yes. The Danes are invading Tucson this January and February, and that's what I'm here to tell you about.
Well, before you tell us about that, tell us where you're from.
Well, jeg kommer fra Danmark, original. Så hvis der er nogen danskere derude, så kan vi alle sammen hils. That was my Danish, for originally my parents are from Denmark.
But where are you from?
Well, I grew up in Oregon.
Ah. Uh-huh.
So I'm a Duck. Go Ducks.
Oh.
I've been here in Tucson about 30 years.
Okay.
I know. Well, go, the Ducks. We won't go off on that. We won't go down that.
Because you want to see Fred and I burn time talking about other things? That's what we'll do.
Well, I'm originally, my parents are Danish. I have Danish roots. And that's what I'm so proud of, that I can share my Danish heritage with everybody through this great project we have coming up.
Now, you are from Oregon.
Uh-huh.
How'd you find your way to Tucson?
You know, I came here about 30 years ago with a little group called Up With People. Do you remember Up With People?
Up With People. You see them every day.
Actually, you got it.
Yeah.
One of our best friends, Jim Young, his family was a perennial or host family.
Absolutely. So Up With People brought me here, and I stayed. I traveled with that wonderful group as a young student, and then I stayed and worked on the staff for many years.
Now, for the folks that are listening to the show that don't know what Up With People is.
Well, Up With People is a youth organization, intercultural exchange and youth organization that was based in Tucson for 25 years of its early years and has since moved its headquarters to Denver, but still has a big presence here in Tucson. And young people travel the world with Up With People, getting a great cultural experience and giving back through community service. Not unlike a team that is coming here in just 1 week, the National Danish Performance Team, segue into Danes in the Desert, which is a confluence of all things Danish.
Now, this Danes in the desert thing you keep trying to talk about, we're going to get to that. We want to talk more about you.
Your background.
Mia.
Okay,
yeah,
me.
Let's talk more about you.
All right.
So Up With People here in Tucson.
Well, they were here, yes, and I came here because of them.
And they're still, like you said, they still have a very nice presence here.
We actually have opened an office here recently, and a friend of ours, Bill Holmes. Do you all remember Bill Holmes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Bill is an Up With People alumni.
No, I believe that.
Yes, indeed. And many
why do you
us,
say that, Fred? Yeah. Why do you say you believe that? Are the Up With People alumni have like wear pins or something?
They back in the day when Up With People was in Tucson and we were peripherally involved with them, they took a lot of time and effort, sort of making sure the people they brought in to go on tours were of a certain type, and they were very outgoing. They wanted to learn. They wanted to
give back to the
experience
world.
And give back and
Bill's one of those guys.
And Bill's one of those guys. I mean, it's sort of very it's sort of a hallmark of that organization that the people involved were very community oriented and wanting to just experience life and share their life with other people and have them share with them. It's just a great organization.
That's awesome. So you were with those guys for 25 years?
Well, I wasn't quite with them for 25 years.
Okay.
They were here in Tucson.
For
I'm only
years.
26 years old.
No. I was going to say.
Actually, I am in my 50s, so I've joined Fred in the senior department here.
And my AARP card's on the way.
And I'm looking for a senior women's basketball league if there's anybody out there. I'd love to play in that senior league.
I think Fred might play in that league. Just kidding, Fred. So anyhow.
So I worked for Up With People here for about 10 years. And then in the 90s, Up With People moved to their headquarters to Denver, and I stayed here and opened my own entertainment company called Twilight Productions with a business partner and proceeded to be involved in the corporate entertainment world here. I'm trained as a dancer and a choreographer, so that's my background, and I choreographed shows for our corporate market and Old Tucson and all sorts of places here in town.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, well,
these corporate shows, are they like skits that you put together, or would you bring in like big names to
both? So we had a in the heyday of when corporations actually spent money on entertainment. Remember that?
Oh yeah.
Back before Enron and all of the scandals.
Oh, I remember the Nortel when Nortel was the sponsor for the golf tournament.
Right.
They would have a great event.
Party. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was a big part of our business and did very well in the 90s. My business partner and I booked entertainment here locally and in Scottsdale, Phoenix, Palm Springs area. We created our own theme shows. We had a big seller, which was a Wild West show, of course, as you can imagine. And we also had a show we created around the Pima Air and Space Museum. We had our favorite was the Biker Bash, because my business partner was a Harley Davidson owner. So we had a Biker Bash. And these were all part of some of the, attractive shows that we could offer to companies coming to town and staying here for a few days. So that got me going. And then in my recent years, I've been involved in the nonprofit arts and culture world. So along with Tucson Meet Yourself, I'm also the president of the Festival and Events Association of Tucson and Southern Arizona.
Now, I want to hear Fred say that.
Feats AZ.
I wasn't paying attention at all.
The Festival and Events Association of Tucson and Southern Arizona.
And what is that?
Feats AZ?
FeatsAZ.com, if your listeners are wondering. And we are an association of everyone who puts on these great festivals and events that you've been talking about. And one day we sat around and we were talking about a parking issue that was going to affect, festivals and events. And we looked at each other and said, we should be talking to each other. We should have an association where we can share common practices and advocate for policies that
and not step on each other's dates.
Right. Talk about calendars and dates. And so we've been together now for a couple of years. Had our first ever conference last summer, went very well. We're going to hold our next conference this June at the Casino del Sol Resort, one of our sponsors, and they're going to we're inviting everyone from Southern Arizona who's in the industry to come and learn and share best practices and share common dates that we all, wondering. It's interesting. Tucson is such a festival and event city, but we don't really talk about that all the time. We have over 500 annual events that happen here. It's amazing. On a good weekend in April, there can be 30 events going on at the same time. So it's really amazing. It's a big part of our economy and a big part of what attracts people here to our region. So FeatsAZ is what I'm up to now. And then I'm also here because of Danes in the Desert.
Now, we're going to talk about Danes in the Desert. But before we do that, we got to take a break.
All right.
So real quick before we have to go, what's that website?
So it's FEATSAZ.com, Festival Events Association of Tucson and Southern Arizona.
Okay, FEATS. And so if anyone out there is connected to a festival.
Right, they should come join us. Right?
Absolutely, because I'll tell you the one thing that drives us crazy is really wanting to do an event or multiple events, and they're all at the same time. So you guys are working on getting that fixed. That's awesome.
It. Exactly.
All right. Okay, folks, we'll be right back after the bottom of the hour break. Stick around for some more here on the Fred and Jeff Show. Stick around for more of the Fred and Jeff Show, brought to you by Downtown Tucson Partnership, H&S Garden Service, the Metropolitan Tucson Visitor and Convention Bureau, Ronstadt Insurance, and Power Women Investing.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And we are back.
Are we
this
back?
Is the Fred and Jeff Show.
Was that it? Was that the break?
That was it. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my interrupting brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful. And Jeffrey.
Yes, Fred.
I'm looking at a website called Danes in the Desert. In the info tab, it says, friendly Danes invade the desert with sport, food, culture, and style. I was wondering if there were, like, angry Danes that would invade us with mallets and clubs.
Back in the old days, maybe.
Back in the old days. So, we're landlocked. There's right. No Danes rolling
no
in here.
No Viking ships.
No Vikings coming in.
So with us in the studio today is Mia Hansen, who's a project coordinator of special events for the Danish Club. She's also the executive director for Tucson Meet Yourself, a.k.a. Tucson Eat Yourself, and I guess the director as well for FEATSAZ.com.
I'm busy. Wow.
Busy
you
lady.
Are busy.
Yeah. Well, I've just retired from Tucson Eat Yourself after 10 years, but that's a great organization. I've been wonderful and blessed to be a part of that. You know, big Jim Griffith started that some 40 years ago now. So.
Yeah, and you know what? We have to take a second here to shout out to our friend and one of Big Jim's best friends, is Dr. Bernard Fontana, Bunny Fontana.
Oh, yeah.
Bunny, we hope you are getting better because we need you, man. You're a great, great, great member of our community. So get better soon.
Amen.
All right.
Absolutely.
So, Tucson Meet Yourself.
Mm-hmm. Tucson Meet Yourself started some 40 years ago, and Bunny's been a great part of the community here, you're right. And Big Jim Griffith, of course, started that. And Jim's idea originally was to bring together all these amazing cultures that make up Tucson. What a crossroads of culture we are.
And you know why, and I have this inside story on why Jim wanted to do that.
What's that?
Because of the food.
Well, you know, he's always told me that the food was the bait
to bring
people together. And
that's
it's
right.
True that food really is a way to break the ice and bring people together.
But it also helps describe and celebrate the cultures.
Does.
I mean,
that's
nowhere else but in a culture's food you get to understand who the people are.
Well, speaking of food, do you guys, Danish food is going to be a big part of this Danes in the Desert event. We have a series of events coming up. There's a lot of information, and I encourage everyone to go to danesinthedesert.com to see the full schedule of events.
Well, let's talk about these events because, you know, you've got this beautiful poster that you've shown us, that you've actually
it's
given
wonderful
us.
Wonderful for radio.
Yeah, and it is, and we'll have a picture of this up on the website. But you've got, or you told us that you've been bringing the Danish gymnastics team here to Tucson for a number of years.
Right. This will be the fourth time that the National Danish Performance Team, which are Denmark's top display gymnasts, will be in Tucson.
And what's a display gymnast?
Well, you know, a lot of Americans think of gymnastics as in the Olympic style competitive.
Carrie Strug.
Yeah, and stick the ending and
right.
Iron cross on the rings. And that's a wonderful style of competitive gymnastics. But in Denmark, they actually, more people in Denmark participate in what they call group gymnastics or display gymnastics.
Would we call that cheerleading?
No, not quite. It's unique.
Cirque du Soleil?
You're getting closer, getting warmer. Okay. It's a combination of tumbling, acrobatics, dancing, exercise, and fitness. And 1.5 million of the 5 million Danes belong to the Danish Gymnastics Association.
Wow.
And so Danes participate in this style of really exercise. So,
so it's like 20% of the population.
Exactly. So you don't have
quick
to
math,
only
Fred.
Do...
Quick
yeah.
math.
I have a calculator.
It's not just about, you know, the tumbling and all that. It's also about moving and exercising as part of a healthy lifestyle. And that's really a concept that Danes embrace. You know, being a complete person in Denmark means enjoying life. You've heard the Danes are some of the happiest people in the world, right?
Next to the Ronstadt, yes.
Well, it's, yeah, it's because we have such low expectations, right?
So do we. So,
yeah, but that is true. We had the guy who did Happy, the movie.
Yeah, Rocco Bellic.
Rocco Bellic, and it was true that the Danes were...
Danes are very
Danes
healthy
are happy.
And very happy.
Well, yeah.
Here's my question, though. Especially now in our community and our culture, where everyone's thinking about healthcare. We're an aging society. We're an obese society. This is the kind of thing that, if embraced, turns that all around.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, making exercise and movement part of your daily routine is key. And one of the reasons this Danish team is able to come here is, frankly, because of some great support we've had. Pima County, as you may have heard, the last couple of years got a grant to help combat obesity. Literally, this is killing us.
Was that with Activate Tucson?
Part of Activate Tucson and Centers for Disease Control. There was a federal grant program, and Pima County was awarded monies to help adults and children get out and get moving and eat healthy as part of a healthy lifestyle. It totally affects our healthcare system. If people are overweight or obese, this causes heart disease, diabetes,
oh, yeah,
all the things that come along with it. So the Danish team, what they're doing on their tour is they give free workshops for kids and adults to encourage people to move, not necessarily elite gymnastics, just move, exercise, jump, play, get out there as part of a healthy lifestyle that, you know, promotes health and wellness. And they're going to be doing workshops for a week all over Tucson. They're going to be with school kids at the Yoyama Elementary School. They're going to be at the U of A on January 23rd in front of all the U of A students as part of campus health promotion.
That's out in the mall.
It's on the mall. They're going to be at Pima Community College doing their public show on Sunday, January 27th at 2 o'clock. And we hope people will come out and see what these Danes do. There's 28 of them, and they're unique. And they do something that is really special that hasn't been seen in America that often. But when you see it, you go, wow, that's really cool.
And which campus are they going to be at Pima College?
West Campus on Sunday the 27th at 2 o'clock in the gymnasium. And all this information is on our website at danesinthedesert.com. Now, you mentioned some other athletes.
Well, no, I wanted to mention one other thing before you move on to the other athletes.
All right.
Is tell us why this gymnastics is so important to you.
Well, this is in my blood. My parents met and fell in love in 1946 on a Danish gymnastics team.
Really?
That's right. They were gymnasts in Denmark. They were selected on the predecessor to this team. There have been national teams traveling since the late 30s all over the world. My parents were on the second team to go out, and they met each other. They said, wow, you know, let's get together. And they did.
How do you say
and
that?
Here I am.
How do you say that in Danish?
We better not say that on the air. Someone might know. But they met. They fell in love. They immigrated to America after seeing America on this world tour. And my father was apprentice to a tinsmith, and he wanted to start his own, you know, plumbing and heating and sheet metal business, and he did. My mother was an exercise enthusiast, and they immigrated to a little town in Winston, Oregon. And my mom became the exercise guru. She was the first person in this town to go jogging in the 60s. You know, people didn't used to jog, and she would go out jogging, and people were like, why are you running? Is there somebody after you? She said, no, I'm just exercising. And so she was sort of, you know, in advance of Bonnie Prudden and all those things. She was bringing this Danish gymnastics and exercise, thing to the U.S. And a lot of Danes, and a lot of influence really from Danish gymnastics remains in America. You know, you see those bars up on the gym wall, those wooden bars?
Yes.
That's a Danish invention that, you know, is used to get people moving and doing body exercises.
Wooden bars on a wall?
Well, yes. They're kind of old-fashioned. You see them in some of the old gymnasiums around still.
Very cool.
And that was a carryover from the Danish gymnastics, system.
And so you're carrying on this love that your mom and dad have.
That's right.
And you brought it here to the old Pueblo.
What's old is new again. So it's back to exercise, good old-fashioned, get out and move your body.
That's cool. We've got a friend of the show who is the Arizona Symphonic Winds director.
Laszlo Verich.
Laszlo, yeah.
And Laszlo is Mr. Zumba now.
I know so, Laszlo well. He's a mover and a shaker.
He is a mover and a shaker, so that's he's right. another great example.
He is.
Okay, so the last thing we want to talk about today is these guys that kicked this little white ball around.
That's right.
But well, guess what?
There's a couple of things I want
to... We got to take a break.
Yeah, but we got a little teaser.
Okay.
One of the...
Wasn't that a teaser? The guys that kicked the little white ball around?
That would be soccer players, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay, this is something better.
Something better.
I hope it's about food.
Well, maybe. I was looking on the list of events, and one of the lecture series is Dane Did It.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Historical, iconic American monuments that were created by Danes. Did you know Mount Rushmore?
Before we go.
There's the trivia question.
When we come back, we'll get to that, but that's the teaser when we come back.
Yeah, so Fred stepped on me, and then you stepped on Fred. Good for you.
All right.
So, folks, we'll be right back with more from our Danish friends here on the Fred and Jeff Show.
The phonetic punctuation. We can underline what we intend to convey to each other verbally. A period will sound like this. A dash. An exclamation point is a vertical dash with a period underneath. A comma. Quotation are two commas.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And we're back. This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful. And Jeffrey.
Yes.
Why don't you visit us at fredandjeff.com?
I do all the time.
And follow us on Twitter?
Yes.
And like us on Facebook?
Nah, I'll think about that one.
All right. And then you can also subscribe to the show on iTunes.
Or?
Download the show off the website.
That's right.
So speaking of culture, we've been talking about one of the, you know, Tucson is truly the melting pot. If, you know, America was at one point described as the melting pot of the world, I mean, Tucson is sort of the microcosm of that sort of metaphor.
Which is kind of surprising, isn't it? Because you think so close to the border, we wouldn't be as diverse as we are. We'd have, I mean, granted, we have a very large Hispanic population.
But we have Asian cultures here.
African cultures here. We've got cultures
Italians,
from all over the world.
Polish, all sorts of European countries.
Yeah, which is one of the reasons that Tucson is such a fabulous place to be.
Well, Jeff, in studio with us today is a representative of one of those cultures.
And which might it be?
The Danish culture.
Mia, how are you doing?
Well, thank you very much.
So Mia Hansen is here, and she is the project coordinator of special events for the Danish Club. And you guys are putting on a little hootenanny.
Little shindig. We've got the Danes in the Desert coming your way.
You've got all kinds of events that are coming up.
We do. We have culinary events. We're going to have a smorgasbord.
Oh, tell us about that.
Oh, February 2nd, we are going to have the ultimate of a Danish open face sandwich cold table, if you will. So,
is that what a smorgasbord is?
Well, you know, I got to tell you, smorgasbord is actually a Swedish term that we borrowed because Americans, you know the word smorgasbord as meaning a buffet of all you can eat, right? So the Danish version of that, we're going to have a buffet of foods, delicious Danish foods. This is February 2nd. It's open to the public. Tickets are $30 and it's going to start at 1 o'clock. And we're doing this as a fundraiser to help raise money to support all these great Danish events. But you can try pickled herring. Mmm.
Ooh.
Yeah. Smoked eel.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
I like eel.
Yes. Gravid lax, which is a salmon. Delicious. We're going to have frigadeller.
Excuse me? Should we beat that one out?
Those are Danish meatballs. Delicious little Danish meatballs.
Okay.
We're going to have roast pork. And we're going to have delicious pastries from our own Mona's Danish Bakery here in Tucson, an incredible Danish baker who lives right here, and he's going to be making pastries from Odense Marzipan.
Where is his bakery?
Oh, Mona's? You haven't been there? It's up on Sunrise and Swan in that wonderful shopping center, Mona's Danish Bakery.
Nice. Actually, Mona's is going to be one of the events on January 25th. He'll be At Copenhagen Furniture.
Yes, Mona's Steve Hashimi of Mona's Danish Bakery. That's a Persian name because he's actually a Persian immigrant to Denmark who then came to America, and he's a master Danish baker.
There are a lot of Middle Eastern people that live in those mm-hmm. series of European countries.
Absolutely. His parents immigrated there, and then he grew up in Denmark, speaks fluent Danish, became a master baker, and now he's living here in Tucson. He married a woman from America. And he makes incredible Danish pastry.
Awesome.
I go up there and we slip into, you know, talk Danish to each other and talk about his delicious kringle, which is a pastry. Like, you know, Americans think of a Danish. We think of, you know, Danish pastry as sort of the iconic thing that you get that's sort of soggy and, you know.
I know. I think of it as a tin of cookies.
Right. Well, a Danish pastry is really very delicate and light and fluffy. So he's going to be there at this event on January 25th. You're referring to a reception we're going to have at
right.
Copenhagen Furnishings, another iconic Danish business here.
I was going to say, if you look at the calendar of events, if you just park your little hiney end at Copenhagen, you're going to get for about a week.
Right.
You're going to have a good time.
Well, you are. Copenhagen Furnishings is graciously sponsoring several of the events. And Jorn Hansen, who is a great Dane himself, is the owner of Copenhagen Furnishings. And they're sponsoring a couple of lectures, and then they're having an open-to-the-public reception on Friday night, January 25th at 6 o'clock.
Now, I want to get back to the original smorgasbord.
Oh, yes.
With the Danish pastries.
Right.
Where is that going to be?
That's going to be at a private event location that's recently opened up called the Pavilions at Old Sabino Canyon. It's a beautiful little... not so little, it's kind of a mansion, a private mansion that is now opened up for private events, weddings and what have you. It's called the Pavilion at Old Sabino Canyon.
And where might that be?
It's just off Old Sabino Canyon Road and River. So
okay.
It's about a block off of there. It's a beautiful place, and we're going to be one of the first events to be happening there that open to the public as they're opening up now and becoming more event friendly.
And that event happens when?
That's February 2nd at
okay.
1 o'clock.
So we have enough time to mm-hmm. to get in line for that
yes.
one.
And you can sign up and look at Danes. Go to our website, danesinthedesert.com. There's a full listing in chronological order because I know it's a lot to remember.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll see that starting on January 23rd going through February 2nd, all these events happening in Tucson are listed in chronological order, and they include the culinary events, the smorgasbord, and then the tastings that we referred to at the Copenhagen Furnishings on January 25th. And then we also have sporting events. So we've got the Danish performance team doing gymnastics, and we have the national men's soccer team here for their first ever international soccer match to be held here in Tucson.
Now, have we verified that this is really the first mm-hmm. international soccer match to be held?
Mm-hmm.
Well, of any level. I mean, right. these guys are pros, right?
Right. This is the national team of Denmark versus the national team of Canada right here in Tucson on January 26, 1 o'clock at Keno Stadium. The good news is if you wear red and white, you can vote for either side. We want everyone to come out and be a Dane for the day. So I challenge you all to come and wear your Danish costume and hat. Of course, you Canadians can come out too, eh? But come on out to the stadium on January 26th at 1 o'clock, Keno Stadium, and you'll see this national-level soccer. And as a bonus, the gymnasts are going to do the halftime. And you'll also get to meet, get this, the Danish ambassador is coming. He heard what was going on here, and he said, I got to get down to Tucson and find out what's going on with the Danes in the desert. So we have a visit of the ambassador as well.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It's incredible.
How did you hook this up? How did you get the Danish soccer team and the Canadians together?
Well, I can't be responsible for that. Our friends at FC Tucson are the ones who really organize that, and FC Tucson is doing a great job of really bringing soccer to the limelight here. You know, soccer is such a great sport. I think coming up now we have the Fort Lowell Soccer Shootout.
Oh, boy, we're right at the end of it.
Yeah, it's happening.
We were the Friday night opening ceremonies
there
were fantastic.
Well, soccer's huge here, and it's great that Pima County has invested money in retrofitting some of those baseball fields, which, unfortunately, Major League Baseball has kind of vacated the premises, right?
Right.
Well, now soccer's moving in. So we've got matches like this, and then we have the FC Tucson has the Desert Diamond Cup coming up shortly thereafter. So
the folks that went to the professional soccer games this last year, where David Beckham was there,
yeah.
and there was all kinds of
mm-hmm.
buzz around that,
mm-hmm.
this is very different because these guys are the actual national teams mm-hmm. of Denmark and Canada.
Right. And folks can come down and see this match, which is just great top-level soccer. I know that...
But it's friendly.
Can a soccer match ever be too friendly?
It should be.
You know, the You're Danish right. fans, I don't know if you know this, but Danish soccer fans, instead of called hooligans, they're called roligans, which rolig in Danish means peaceful, because they're so polite. So I can see this match being very polite in the, you know, in the stand, the fans, the stands. Oh, very good job. Oh, no, you were nice. Oh, no. Yeah. It's going to be a fun, but it's still an athletic competition.
What we need to do is bring some Irish guys in.
Well, they'll probably be there regardless. Get the Hibernians will probably roll in. That's very cool. So you guys have a ton of stuff going on.
We have a ton of stuff. So we hope you'll visit the website. We've got Danish gymnastics, Danish soccer, Danish food.
There's a exhibit of Victor Borge.
Victor Borge, he's our iconic entertainer.
Love
Victor
Borge.
He's a comedian and an entertainer.
He did those
the piano.
The piano, but he did it with all the punctuation.
That's right. There'll be an exhibit at Copenhagen Furnishings. That's going to be on display. And folks can come in free of charge. Most of the events are actually free, except for a couple that are ticketed, and the tickets are very reasonably priced. And
that's funny what you just said. Most of the events are free, except the ones that aren't.
Thank you, Yogi.
And what about a Dane did it? Do we have an answer to the? Do we have a trivia
question?
We need you to fill in the blank there. So
well. A Dane did it. We're going to have a lecture from my friend Stieg Tornsen on iconic American monuments and emblems that were influenced by Danes. So guess who carved Mount Rushmore?
A Dane.
Gustav Borglum. He was a Dane, and he's the incredible sculptor.
His name was Gustav?
Gustav Borglum.
Gustav.
Now, if you want to know a connection, if you go down here to the Arizona Historical Society on 2nd Street, and you look outside, there is a bronze statue of John Campbell Greenway. And that statue was cast by Gustav Borglum, who carved Mount Rushmore.
No way.
A Dane did it right here in Tucson.
What else have Danes done around here?
Well, you might be wondering who forged the Liberty Bell.
In
the one
Tucson?
That
no.
I didn't know we had one.
The one with
a
crack
Tucson.
In it, and, you know, the original
yeah,
Liberty Bell.
Yeah, in Philadelphia,
Bell.
Right.
A Danish metal worker forged the original Liberty Bell. A Dane did it. Now, you're probably going to look at me and raise your eyebrows when I say the first president of the United States. Who was?
George Washington.
Well, I beg to differ. There was a president before George Washington.
At the Continental Congress.
That's it. And his name was Hansen. A Dane did it.
Rudy Hansen. Guy still owes me $20.
So Danes are everywhere. We're amongst you. And we welcome you all to come out to Danes in the Desert, see this series of wonderful, fun celebrations. Encourage everyone to come out. This is just a way to pull together a lot of fun things going on that have Danish influence. There's going to be Danish food, Danish dancing.
Danish people.
But if you're not Danish, you'll like it, too.
You'll blend right in.
You will.
That's awesome. Well, Mia, thanks a bunch for coming on the show. I really am excited that you've been able to take, you know, everything that you've done and you've learned in your tenure here in Tucson and spun it into this wonderful Danish community gathering where you're welcoming everybody.
Well,
that's wonderful.
Tucson talk, as we say. Tucson talk or Tucson talk, which means a thousand thanks. And we welcome you all to come to Danes in the Desert. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, you make Tucson a great place to live. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, Fred, give away something.
Well, you know, we have some wonderful trivia. So what do you want to do? The first person to email me at fred@fredandjeff.com and could list at least two things that a Dane did. We'll get a dozen roses from our friends at Mayfield Forest.
Now, does the statue in front of the Arizona Historical Society count?
Now we got to come up with something else.
See, this is Jeff's MO. He gives the answers away.
All right, and folks, remember, if you want more information on all the fun stuff we talked about, danesinthedesert.com, because there's a bunch of stuff going on, and not just the soccer game and the national Danish performance team, but get out and meet your neighbors, whether they be Dutch or any nationality, because getting to meet your neighbors makes Tucson a better place.
Is that where you just ended Dutch?
Dutch, well, Dutch, Mexican, Asian. We talked about all the different nationalities in Tucson. So get out and meet them, because the more neighbors you meet, the better the community is, and that's
the stronger it is. The happier we all are. We can share our happiness. Like the Danes.
Yes, we can. How do you say that in Danish? The happy thing? The hooligans?
Yeah, the hooligans.
The hooligans.
The hooligans.
All Tucsonans can be hooligans.
That's right.
All right, folks. Thanks for tuning in to the Fred and Jeff Show, and thank our sponsors by supporting them. And, folks, we'll talk to you again next week.